Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Today, we have the two new champions from Adams State, two new NC2A Division II national cross-country champions. The Grizzlies brought home both the men's gold and the women's gold at Kenosha, Wisconsin, here in November. We're going to talk first to Kittis Begashaw. He's the NC2A Division II men's national cross-country running for your Adams State Grizzlies. I'm going to tell you, if you don't watch cross-country running, you want to watch the race Kittis ran at Kenosha, Wisconsin. I've watched a lot of cross-country, Kittis. Your race in winning that national title was probably the most exciting cross-country race finish I've ever seen. And I've been watching for decades. Man, that was a hell of a race.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
I mean, the thing I really appreciated about you this year and about the Adams State program is you doubled down and said, we want to bring the men's program back to the top.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been performing the way the women's program has. And I know there's competitive nature between those two programs, the men's program and the women's program. I know the men's program has been a little bit jealous of seeing all those team trophies and seeing all those individual titles, the women's program. And then you came through this year with the individual men. What does that mean to you? What did that feel like?
Coach Martin always tells us our goal is chasing excellence, you know, and we've always seen the girls team and previous men's teams being known for, you know, winning national titles. And, you know, I when I came in my freshman year, you know, I always wanted to be a part of a national championship team, you know, and like I won state my senior year. So I know what it feels like to win individually, but I always, even when I won individually, I always looked at the team that won as a team. And I really like just craved that, you know, I wanted that really bad. And, you know, I've been a part of basketball teams and I've always fell short with those teams, you know, and with soccer teams as well. And just really, really wanted that. And yeah, it just really means a lot to me personally and to the program as well. You know, just to bring them back on top was a dream for me, you know, and we did fall short, but at the end of the day, we made some great memories. So
you won the NC2, you won the RMAC team trophy this year, the RMAC team trophy. You won the NC2A South Central Regional Meet as a team, Adams State did. You were runner-up in both of those races at the RMAC, at the South Central Regional race, you were second.
Right.
And you went into Kenosha, into the national championship race, and there was a lot of hope that Adams State men would win the team trophy. You were runner-up.
Yeah.
Runner-up. Not bad. Adams State's been runner-up recently in that race a few times, the men.
Yeah.
But no one had you winning the race, I don't think, except maybe yourself. I don't know. Yeah. But again, I want to go to that race because you weren't in the picture at 8K. You were barely coming into the pit. At 6K, I was like watching this, and I'm like, what happened to Kittis today? Where is my man Kittis? Because he's usually leading that Grizzly plaque with Julian Campos and others.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did, brother.
To be honest, I just got inspired, really. Like, I don't know. I was really trying to save myself, but while also staying engaged with the front group. And around 8K, 7 to 8K, I see Julian, and he's pushing with the front group, and he's fighting, you know, and he's giving it his all. He's like, all right, this is nationals. Like, I got to do it for my boys. And that was really what we were talking about the night before in our meeting. And it was, to do it for each other, you know, when it gets hard, don't think about the pain. Let's think about each other, you know, do it for one another. And I really got inspired by Julian, to be honest. Seeing him over there pushing and putting his heart out there, I was like, well, I have so much more left. Like, I have to put it all out for these boys and for Julian and for the program and for our coaches and for our fans back in Alamosa and even out there that traveled, like, all those miles, you know. It was really for them, you know.
I didn't I was struggling with that race of yours because I started to wonder, maybe that was part of his strategy to hang back. But I've watched you before. I watched you in the RMAC. You don't hang back. You like to run up front. You like to be in that lead pack with Julian and others, and you've done that. So that's why I was confused watching the race of what happened to Kittis today? Where's Kittis? And then here he comes, and you won the race. It was amazing.
I knew that I was really fit, the fittest I've ever been in my life. And I was behind them, but I knew that I could close that gap. It wasn't something that was too big for me. So I was still attached to the group, but I tried not to waste too much energy because I knew that some people would die and fall off. So I was just being smart because it is a challenging course, and we did run it. We did run the pre-nationals course, so I had some experience with the course there. So I knew if I waited, and Coach Martin did tell me, with 2K to go, like, that's when you're going to send it. And, that's when I started to move really hard. And,
so even though I was panicking, you never panicked.
No. Just, I knew what I was capable of. And with the K to go, I got really hyped up when I saw our fans. You know, I saw Coach Lauren, and I saw all the boys, and I took my glasses off and I threw it at them, and I was like, all right, this is time to go. And I literally started sprinting mid race and, on that downhill. And then I was just flying, and I was like, this feels so good. Like, I was just enjoying the moment, and I was like, all right, I'm so close to this guy. And I was like, got in my head, and I was like, well, can I do this? Like, I started questioning it, and I was like, well, this is my senior year. This is it. Like, I got to go win this. I can win this for our boys, you know? And I remember Coach Martin saying, every point counts. And I was like, all right, well, this is the point that could make us win, you know? And
that's, you know, that's when you're, what's interesting listening to you, and I've talked to Brianna Robles here about cross country running, and we've talked to other great runners from Adams State about maintaining that mental toughness during the course of a race. And you're describing these, everything going through you, that you got this, you're not too far back, you got 2Ks to go, now's the time to make my move. Every point counts. I mean, these things, it sounds like, are going through your mind as you're racing and thinking about how you get to the finish line. And I find that really fascinating to have you bring us into that mindset as you're going down the stretch. At what point did you say to yourself, I got this? And then when you crossed the finish line, what went through your head when you won the national title?
Well, this whole season I've been practicing on telling myself positive things whenever it gets hard. Things like, I got this, like, I can do it, I'm strong, I'm fit, you know, and just believing in all the good things I've done. And when I got to about 800 meters to 600 meters, I noticed I was closing the gap, and I wasn't really thinking about the pain. I was more thinking about what the prize was, you know, like what I could accomplish right there, you know, and what it means for everyone. And I was like, all right, well, right here is when I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go win this. And that's when I sent it, and finishing in like that last 100 meters, I was like, no way. Like, I'm winning. I'm actually doing this. Like, no way I'm about to be a national champ. And yeah, like when I crossed the line, I was like, this is insane. Like, I was so pumped and just very grateful, you know?
What did people around you, what was that like for you to have, I mean, your teammates, your coaches? We had saw the race before. Tristan Spence won the NC2A for Adams State in the women's side. Now you come and you have both the men's and women's titles coming back to Alamo. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, even on our warm-up, right before we went to our warm-up, we saw Tristan's like last 100 meters, and we saw her leading, and we're like, let's go. Like, Tristan's about to win it. And I saw that, and I was like, pretty cool for me to win it too. So I did have that in my mind a little bit, but like finishing the race and having all our people there, that was such an emotional moment. You know, I don't know, like, it just felt surreal. Just
how does it, when, well, let me read something that I wrote when you and Tristan won the titles. And I said, first, it's the first time Adam States brought home both the NC2A Division II men's and women's cross country titles in the same season.
Yeah.
And then I said, or I write, on the campus of Adam State in the community of Alamosa, there is no greater glory than being a national cross country champion in this town, on that college campus. That's the reputation. That's the tradition. That's the history of running at Adam State for Adam State in Alamosa, Colorado. And we have two national cross country champions here in Alamosa, thanks to you and Tristan Spence. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm grateful. I'm honored, you know, to be given the opportunity to represent that jersey. You know, it holds a lot of meaning. You know, it's not just any other jersey. You know, it's the Adam State jersey and probably the most valuable jersey in the NCAA, you know. And to do that and to be recognized amongst all these great runners, it's an honor, you know.
Yeah, we've talked to other Adam State runners about the pressure of running for Adam State because of the history, because of the tradition, because of the Olympians that have come out of Adam State. And that pressure then with that green and gold. I was going to ask you about the glasses, though, because I saw you in the race with your glasses, and that's how I was tracking you. And I was like, oh, he's got... There you, and then you didn't have the glasses coming down the stretch. And I'm like, what happened to the glasses? And you explained it. You threw them off and said.
Yeah, it's time. That was, all I was seeing was red. And I was like, all right, well, it's time to see some green now.
Now I got to say, I'm really celebrating with you here because I really appreciated the performance. And that the heart of a champion really came out down that stretch for Kittis Begisha, the heart of a champion, the someone who wanted to win that race more than anyone else. That's what we saw at the end, someone that had the heart of a champion that wanted it more than the other 200, 300 runners in that field, because that's a big field. True. And you came out on top.
Yes.
That's a pretty... What did your friends, family... Back in Denver, back in the metro, what was that like for you?
Man, my phone was blowing up.
Really?
Yeah, like I didn't know how to handle it just because, like, I've never experienced that. So I was like trying to like message everyone and like trying not to like miss a phone call and like all my aunts and uncles and my mom and my dad and, you know, my little brother. Just.
They're all
so grateful. You know, everyone was so happy and hyped. And, you know, I have a really great support system back home. You know, like our Ethiopian community is like really, really supportive, you know. So I was really grateful to get those kind words from all those people. And yeah, it felt really good. Yeah.
You know, something that I read about you when I was after I watched you win the RMAC, and I wanted to know more about where you came from, because, again, you weren't necessarily on my radar, and that doesn't mean anything. I don't know a whole lot. But then I saw you perform this year, and so I wanted to learn more. And I learned that you barely took up running your senior year of high school.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. So you've only been running 6-7 years. I'm not sure. Your fifth year in Adams State, 6-7 years into the sport, you won a high school championship.
Yeah.
You were fourth in the outdoors last year at the NC2A Division II in the 5K.
Yeah.
This year... You came into your own in the cross country season and became a national champion at the Division II level in cross country. How does someone take up the sport of running as late as you did and accomplish all those things?
So I did start running my senior year. So going from 11th to 12th grade, I kind of made a decision. I was playing soccer and basketball, and I was pretty good at them. You know, wasn't anything crazy, but I was pretty good. One of my best friend's dads told me that I have a lot of talent, because he saw me running on a soccer field, and he was like, wow, like your form is so great. Like you could be a great runner. You know, you're Ethiopian, like it's in your blood and stuff. And I was like, man, no, I don't want to run. Like, I don't like all that stuff. Like, it's too much.
That's a lot of commitment, yeah, as exactly. You find out.
And then he's like, all right, well, look, just do one race and then just go all out for me. And we'll see how you do. And then if you're good, you'll make a promise to me that you'll do it. And I was like, okay, I got you, whatever. So I had a soccer game in the morning, and then the meet was in the evening. So I did my soccer game or whatever. And then in the evening, I went to the cross meet, and I did pretty good. I ran like a 17-minute 5K or something. And I had like Vans on, like some like regular shoes. And everyone was like shocked and surprised. They're like, oh my God, this kid's insane. Like he's so good or whatever. And they're like, you gotta do this. And I was like, okay, like what am I gonna get out of running? They're like, you can get a full scholarship to college. And that's when my eyes got big. I was like, college, school, that's gonna make my mom happy, you know? So I was like, let's do that. And then I met this one coach through some other guys, through some of my friends, Coach Joey Bender. Very grateful for this guy, because I do get emotional speaking about him.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Joey Bender.
Yeah. He's a great strides coach. This guy took me in, and he helped me a lot. You know, he helped a lot of kids in our community.
Yeah. And that's in Aurora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Ethiopian kids, and he did a lot for us. We didn't have any plan of what we could do out of high school.
Yeah.
Probably going to do some regular job, and he's like, you guys are talented, you know.
Yeah. Did you talk to him after you won the NCAAs? Have you talked to this guy?
I talked to this guy almost probably every week.
Is there anyone more proud of than him of you? And I'm sure your parents are there, but
it
sounds like this is a person who introduced you to the sport of running and introduced you to what you could achieve as a runner, including coming to Adams State to get a college education.
Yeah, no, this guy gave me my first pair of running shoes, my first pair of spikes, got me into my first meet. Just cause like, I don't know, he just saw something in me, and I'm so grateful for that, you know, just cause I wouldn't be here without that guy. So
it's cool when someone believes in you.
Exactly.
It's cool when someone comes up and sees potential that you didn't even see in yourself.
True.
And that's what this guy is for you. He saw in you something you didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
And it made you an NCAA champion.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can't say that enough, that you're the NCAA Division II National Cross Country Champion. Kid is big as shot of. What is the school you went to?
Lotus School for Excellence
in Aurora.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And you've only been running a few years.
Yeah. So.
So where are you taking now? What's the goals now for you?
Just to be a better version of myself every day. You know, I think I could say, I do want to pursue running in the future as a career, you know, be a professional, but just improving day to day, you know, getting better every day and improving myself in my running and in my personal life, just being a better person. I think that's what's going to take me to the top at being a pro, you know, just living a professional lifestyle, trying to be great, you know, chase excellence as always, you know.
When you came to Adams State and started running for the Grizzly program coming out of Lotus School for Excellence there in Aurora, what was that initial orientation introduction like for you in terms of how Adams State trains, what their expectation is for a cross country runner at Adams State, and how did you, from that beginning orientation, progress to the point where you won the NCAA Division II National Cross Country title?
Coming out of high school, I won state, so I had a little bit of a big head. You know, I thought I was this good or that good or whatever. And then I come to college, and no one cares that you won state or whatever. You know, it's like everything restarts, and you're just a new guy. You know, and I did get humbled. You know, and I was just in a position where I was trying to learn a lot about the system and like what gets people going and how like just the history of Adam State, you know, just so it can mean something to me, you know, so I can train hard and do it for these people, you know. Trying to get involved, you know, get really involved and get engaged and get focused. And yeah, it was challenging for sure. But, you know, I'm grateful for all the mistakes I made, you know, because I wouldn't be where I am today without those mistakes, you know. And you know, a lot of people think, like, oh, try not to fail or like, but I think like failure is the best way to learn, you know, and that's what happened with me. You know, I was injured a lot of times, I, like struggled with a lot of injuries, even in high school, but like more like my first 2 years here and overcoming those injuries and just not giving up. You know, I've had many moments where I was like, oh, I don't know if running's for me, just cause like, you know, you're alone and you're in your thoughts and you really got to like stick into it and just lock in and focus on your dream. That's what I wanted. I was like, all right, well, I stopped playing soccer and basketball for this. This is my life now. You know, I'm too deep in to just give up. So, and also having a coach like Coach Martin helps a lot, you know, mm-hmm. takes all the pressure off and tells you all the right things you need to hear. And, you know, I trust that guy with my life. So I'll ask him anything and he'll always have the right words for me. So,
you know, you came into your own your last year in 2024 when you were an All-American at the NC2A Division II Cross Country Championships. You were, I don't remember where you finished. I want to say 70 or, yeah, last I know year? You came out as an All-American last year.
Last year I was 14th.
14th.
Yeah, so.
And so you came into this year with some expectations, you and Julian and your team coming out of last year. There was high expectations for the Grizzlies this year in 2025. Mm-hmm. And then you guys had a hell of a year, had a great year.
Yeah.
And then you win the NC2A.
Yes.
Where do you think that does for you in terms of your reputation on the track? More pressure now on you to keep running. I don't know if you feel those things. I don't know how you how this changes things for you.
There isn't really. I mean, obviously there's pressure, but I don't really look at pressure as a bad thing. You know, that's what I wanted. You know, pressure is a privilege. You know, like when you're at Adam State, that's what you wanted. That's what you're gonna get. And I think we handled that really well. You know, the goal is really to just keep the same mindset we had in cross country as like being a brotherhood, you know, keeping the momentum flowing, you know, all the good vibes, all the team bonding stuff we do, and just a good energy and keeping everything positive is going to help not just me, but like all the other guys like get better and be a national champion too, you know? So, yeah.
What eligibility do you have left for indoor, outdoor? When will we see you on the track or where will we see you on the track as you finish your career at Adam State?
So I do have an indoor and outdoor season.
Gotcha.
This year. I will be racing this coming Saturday at Boston University, the BU indoor meet. I'll be racing the 5,000. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
And hopefully next year I'll have an indoor, but I don't know yet.
How different is it or now that you have to adjust to the indoor track being out cross country and then indoor, you're going to adjust again to the outdoor track. Three different types of running, cross country, indoor, outdoor running. Mm-hmm. What do you change at all depending on the track or depending on what you're doing cross country, indoor, out? Do you change at all in how you approach, how you run, how you attack? You gotta be a little bit more strategic on the indoor track, it seems.
That is true. I mean, training wise, a little bit of the workouts will get a little bit faster, just cause it goes from 10K to 5K to 3K. But in terms of recovery, I'm going to be doing the same thing, trying to figure out where I can improve, sleeping more, doing all that stuff. But, I honestly look at it the same way. I usually try to keep the same mindset I have in cross country throughout indoor and outdoor. Sometimes I like forget how it is during cross just cause I think cross country is way harder. Just gotta be way tougher. And then on the track, it's like, it's just, you're running in circles and it's like, there's no obstacles or anything that can challenge you except just you and your head. So sometimes it's like, it gets a little too easy, but, just trying to keep that mindset of like that hunger to win or like to compete or to get the best out of yourself. That's one thing that I want to just keep moving into indoor and outdoor season.
You know, when you think of where you started in high school, your senior year, and where you are today, what's been the biggest growth? What's been the biggest improvement or area where you say, wow, night and day from where I started to where I am now?
I don't know. I feel like I've matured a bit more. I feel like I'm more willing to learn now. Just cause I'm hungry to learn. I want more. I want to figure this thing out. I want to figure out the game. Before I was like, oh yeah, I know it all. It was pretty naive. And, I wasn't really a listener, and still now I still have more ways to improve my listening skills, but I think that's one thing that I've improved a lot. Just listening to Coach Martin and Coach Kyle and Coach Duncan and all of our coaches, you know, and listening to alumni and just asking people, picking people's brains, and even professors and stuff like that. Just really trying to improve myself in like those aspects. Yeah.
You know, hungry, when you said that, that made a lot of sense to me, because you run hungry. You run that way, that you are out there to either prove something to yourself or to other people, but also to be the best and to get to that top. You are a hungry runner. I would say that about you, and watching you run this year, you could tell you were hungry for that. You would tell you wanted some taste of that glory. Yes. You wanted that. You could, and I felt that just watching you run this year, that this is a determined person. This guy is hungry. He wants to bring Adam State 2 back to the top, back to the glory days, and you did that with your NC2A Division 2. How much better can you get, do you think, or how much faster, or what are the goals there? Because we're talking increments when we talk track and field.
Obviously, I can't predict anything, but like,
you're a confident guy. You're a hungry guy. You're a guy that that wants more. You're not done, I don't think.
No, there's a lot more to come. You know, if I can stay healthy and I don't get injured, just don't be surprised.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that all about you, man. It's really been good to visit with you. It's been good to get to know Kittis Begishaw. He's the NC2A Division II Men's National Cross Country Champion. I can't say that enough. That's an honor just to have you here across from us here. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tristan Spence, the NC2A Division II Women's National Cross Country title, Kittis' teammate. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's been a tough year for many folks in Monta Vista. As the holidays approach, a lot of us are feeling tired or anxious, but good things are still happening all around us. This year alone, the Lohr Foundation has partnered with your friends and neighbors to bring more than 75 community-driven projects to life, making things a little brighter here at home. Lohr funds ideas designed and led by Monta Vista locals of all ages, no nonprofit experience required. Whether it's helping neighbors save time or money, supporting families, or creating something that brings people together, your ideas can make a real impact. All it takes to get started is a simple conversation. And once your idea is approved, most projects receive funding within 30 days. So let's close out the year stronger together. Visit lohrfoundation.org or email yvette@lohrfoundation.org to learn more.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Tristan Spence. She won the Women's Division II National Cross Country title, Division II, NC2A Division II, Kenosha, Wisconsin. We're talking just to Kittis Begishaw. He won the men's. Tristan, when you were going to Kenosha, I told Bree Robles, who works in here, that I thought you would win it. I thought you would, because you were running really good. You won the South Central Regional for the second year. You were really coming strong. So I wasn't surprised necessarily, but I was surprised at the distance you wanted in. Were you surprised?
I had talked with my coach going into the race. There was a few race plans. We were kind of unsure about which one we were going to go with. But there wasn't a plan where I didn't kind of blow away the field.
I'm glad you used that word, because that's the word again, in cross country, you don't always see that. You don't see someone, and you looked back before you crossed the finish line. You turned your head to see behind you, and you didn't see much. What were you thinking at that point?
I mean, throughout the race, I kind of heard that it got quieter. Usually when you're out in the front or with your, if you're with a pack, you kind of hear, you know, usually your name and then someone else's name and, you know, whoever else, everyone else is cheering for. So when that kind of stopped happening throughout the race, I kind of knew that I was starting to get a pretty big gap on him. Going down the stretch, you know, it was so loud kind of going in. I didn't really know where the rest of the field was. I knew that there was a gap. I just wanted to see how big it was. So when I looked back, I just wanted to see.
Well, you must have been feeling really good on race day in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Tell us about that morning, because you must have been feeling good.
I mean, going into it, I've kind of had some issues with injury, but I knew that every single time that I've ever been injured in my life, I've kind of been able to pull it together somehow on race day. The morning of, I tried to just relax, you know, do what I usually do, eat breakfast, you know, get ready and keep those nerves down. But when I was warming up, I just kind of knew that there wasn't really a possibility that I couldn't feel good because I knew what was on the line and I needed to show up that day.
How was this year's ANSI 2A Division II National Cross Country Race? How was this year's race compared to last year when you ran in terms of just your experience, your maturity going into another national cross country? How was the compare contrast those for me?
I mean, last year I didn't do the best that I thought I could do on that day. Going into it, I think it was just quite nerves, you know, with that lack of experience. I had raced in many years before that, but that's a big race. Yeah, that was the first year it kind of all clicked for me. And then compared to this year, I kind of had that confidence of winning that 5K outdoor last semester. And I just know that I'm fitter now. And I think with maturity and levels of experience, I could push harder. And I think that's
the conversation. I mean, you noted that you are the defending 5,000 meter outdoor champion NC2A Division II, and you're now the Division II National Cross Country champion. Two national titles, to your name, individual titles. And so I begin to wonder, what is the upside of Tristan Spence as a runner? What is your best race? And where do you see all this taking you now as you experience success at that level?
I think that there is a lot of experience going into that race. The 5K last outdoor and then this cross-country season this year, it's just a confidence thing. I think I'll be able to push harder, and seeing results definitely help that confidence.
I guess that's what I wonder now is, because I think you have a lot of upside. I mean, success is one thing, but you seem to, I mean, you're very talented because we watch you, competitive. I mean, you're really competitive when you're on the track. You see that competitiveness of you, and then you rise at the big moments. We've seen that a couple of times where you rise to the top in major, major races. We've seen that now with Adam Staten. So I'm wondering, where's the upside for you? Where do you see this going for you?
I just want to see how far I can push it. There's never been a race, I guess, a lot of people tell me that I've been completely drained and like on the floor throwing up. And I'm really excited to do that eventually.
I'm not sure that's kind of what you just said there. Again, Owen knows I follow runners. He knows I follow Adam State runners because he's been in here with me. And I'm telling you, she is one of the more talented runners we've seen come through here. And they've been great runners. Bree Robles is in here. We've talked to her many times. We've talked to the others that have come. You are really, really talented, Tristan Spence. Really talented. I'm really curious on how you use that to your advantage or where you see all this.
Running's definitely always kind of chosen me. There's been a long time where I didn't really choose running. It was just kind of something that I did because everyone was telling me I was so talented. Everyone was telling me I was so good at it. And it kind of took a while for me to actually believe that and to really look in to see how far I can actually take this.
Are you a competitive person by nature? Is that because when you're out there running, when competing, that really comes across because you see that in your as you're going. You see your competitive. You can see that in you. And I don't know if that's just a competitive nature of yours, how you grew up. I don't know any of that.
I mean, I grew up with two brothers, so kind of always trying to be on top of that and competing with them to kind of push to that for me. I think that competitive is in my nature. I want to be the best, and I think when I'm racing and it does start to get hard, I kind of do think in my head, like, why not me? So that definitely gives me an extra push.
What's been the reaction response to the people around you, your brothers, your family, people you know back in Grand Junction, where you came out of Grand Junction Central High School, that group who grew up with you and has seen this Tristan Spence win national titles, what's been the response for you locally?
Locally, it's just been great. I mean, I get such an amazing support group, specifically from my family. My family's always supporting me and pushing me. They think I'm kind of crazy. And then my high school coach has a big influence on who I am and the runner I am even today, even though I've been graduated for quite some time now.
Did you have family, friends, people you knew out in Kenosha when you won the cross country title? And what was that for you when you won that in that celebration?
I mean, it was just amazing. A lot of the girls from the team this year drove 17 hours, 18 hours maybe, to come and watch. And it was just amazing. Like when I came around a corner and I saw a big pack of bright green t-shirts and green wigs, and I was like, oh, those are my girls. And then when I finished, I saw Gracie Hyde, and it was just amazing. Like I like jumped into her arms.
What's that like for you to win national races, not just for you, but for Adams State? Because I know running for the Grizzlies has its own moments of pride.
I mean, just to be able to wear that uniform is a blessing within itself. I see how much the coaches and the program does put into us to show up. So it's kind of easier to do it for someone else, especially this year for Coach Martin, with everything that he's been going through. When it did hurt, I kind of just pictured his face, and I really wanted to just push, see how far I could push myself for him.
The race I remember in Kenosha, and I was watching it online, in your running, as you do with Ava, and the two of you are usually running together. We've seen that over the last couple of years in the cross country season. And then around the 2 mile mark or so, 2K mark, I'm not sure, start moving and moving and moving. And you got faster and faster as that race went on. Your times, your splits, 2K, 3K, 4K, you were getting faster. So again, I ask, you must have been feeling really good because you took off, opened that distance, and never, ever looked back. Is that the best race you've ever run cross-country-wise?
I think so. There was a race plan going into it where that's exactly when I'd move. Having Ava there definitely helped. It kind of, I was like, oh, that's an Adams girl. You know, I can run with her. Like, it was comforting to have her up there with me. And then when I did make my move, it was kind of in the back ends of the forest, I guess. So there wasn't very much people.
Right.
And I knew if I was going to make a move, I'd make it there. So
were you surprised that no one was on your heels? The runner from Colorado Mines who beat you in the RMAC, right? Mm-hmm. She was there.
Yeah.
You had the defending champion in that field from Grand Valley. She was there. Neither of them could make a move on you.
Yeah. I think with that plan especially, I didn't think people would expect to go that soon. It was only 2.5K into the race. So it's like I was pushing for the last, 3.5. So I kind of expected someone to stick on me a little longer than they did. I knew when I kind of just made the move, I wanted to make it hurt. So it was just kind of like a flip on a switch and just go.
Really, that's really interesting how you can do that. Give us some sense of your training and the training that went into this cross-country season that put you in a position to win the national title and then how you recover after a cross country season going then into indoor outdoor?
I mean, I think it all started over the summer. I went to Portland Track Fest and ran a PR there. And then I took a break, and then I was pretty consistent throughout the summer. I wasn't doing anything crazy. I just, my main goal was just to run every day, whether it was, you know, 60 minutes easy. You know, my workouts weren't that insane, so it was just kind of like, I didn't care too much about the paces I was hitting. But going into the season, I just wanted to be consistent, and I just wanted to be healthy and trying to do everything I could in order to do that. So it was probably the most consistent season I've ever had with my health. I've always kind of had little pop-ups here and there throughout this season, but it wasn't anything too crazy until about 2 weeks out from Nationals when it was my calf. It started hurting pretty bad, and I was getting a little worried, but my coaches kind of reassured me that the hay was in the barn and I wasn't going to get any fitter and I wasn't going to lose anything. So going into the race, I kind of still had that confidence that I was still fit and I didn't lose anything.
Because I'm thinking, coming out of Grand Junction Central, and I've been watching you through your career at Adams State, and you've been very competitive. Now you've won two races. But I wonder, like we were talking earlier to Kittis. He wasn't a runner. He just started running his senior year in high school, he explains to us. And he just had, you though seem to, have you always been a runner?
I think so. When I was younger, I tried different sports like softball. not really. I was in the backyard and I threw one pitch and my dad told me no. But I did a program called Girls on the Run, and I believe that was started in like fourth grade. And my dad was just kind of like, wow, like you can run. And so he was like, I think this is your sport. Like this is what you're going to do. And so I just kind of did small programs throughout like fourth grade through seventh grade. I did track and field eighth grade, and the training really wasn't that serious. I'd like jog for 20 minutes, you know, nothing crazy. But then when I got to high school, Coach Leblow from Central, I think he kind of knew what he was doing a little bit more. and throughout high school, it was just more of like a, how serious was I actually taking it? Cause his training was really well written, but you know, probably just being as young as I was and immature, I wasn't really taking the training as serious. So that's what I mean when I say running has always kind of picked me.
Yeah.
And then I got to college and I realized, okay, this is like, I can do something with this.
As you've gone through the Adams State program, what's been the growth you've seen, both in your physical abilities to run and run at the paces you run, the ability to win Nash, and then the mental learning that you've had to do, the mental toughness that comes with the training you do here. What has been those growths for you?
I mean, since I've came to Adams, I obviously redshirted my freshman year, my true freshman year. And I think that was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made, just because I think with age, it also comes maturity, especially with running. When I first came here, I didn't have the best of the time. I was really immature, not doing so well. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of realized the seriousness and the consistency that running does take in order to be good. And I think it's just so much more enjoyable when you're starting to see results and when you can...
When you think of what you have left, eligibility. You have another indoor season. You're the defending 5K outdoor, and I don't know what you think about that. We'll ask you about that. And then you have a whole nother year of eligibility. There's potential here, Tristan, for you to leave this university as one of the most decorated individual runners Adams State's ever had, which is saying quite a bit. And I don't know if you ever saw yourself in the position you're in right now. Have you? Did you?
I mean, it's always been there, kind of in my heart.
Yeah.
It's always something that I've wanted. Ever since I've been little, I've been like, I want to be a professional runner.
Really?
Yeah. But I think people can say that and then not do the work for it and kind of expect it to be given to them. And I think for a while, that was kind of my thing. I was just going with the flow, you know, because, you know, I've been told all my life, oh, I have this talent, you know. And I think sometimes when people do have talent, they don't work as hard. And I think that's something that I've really came around to this year, last year, realizing that hard work is going to beat talent if talent doesn't work. So.
Well, you know, you were named, as was Kittis, you were named the NC2A Division II Athlete of the Year, U.S. Track, cross country. When you won that national title, what did that really mean for you as a runner, as someone who's always won? What does that mean for you to have that national title?
I mean, I've told someone this, that, you know, crossing that finish line wasn't just crossing the finish line. It was, you know, the last, you know, 3 years, 4 years of my life that I've been in college. Crossing that line, I mean, it felt like everything to me.
Yeah, that was one of the funnest races I've ever watched, because you're such a strong runner. And then when you took off early in that race and no one came behind you, and we were watching the race, 6 seconds, 8 second lead, which is really, that's, you don't ever see that too often, right? That big of a gap. Was it hard for you to maintain the pace knowing that no one was there pushing you? Or I don't know, as you're in that race, what you're thinking.
I mean, it was just to go off of that race plan. Every single time that it started to hurt, I was like, okay, I could either, you know, kind of slow up and make it easier on myself, but that also makes it easier on everyone else. And, you know, I don't want to be caught. So that would not be good if I took that lead and then I just got eaten up the last, you know, 2K of the race. So when everything started to hurt, I just kind of kept my eyes up, especially on that golf cart. And at that point, I felt like I was running my own race, just seeing how fast I could keep my legs, you know, moving in a rhythm. And it was just kind of a race against myself, mostly.
You know, when you think now moving forward, what is your best race, do you feel, when you think of distance? And then is it cross country? Is it outdoor? Is it, because you see it all and you're really good in all those tracks, very competitive in every track you've been on, distance wise, 6K, now cross country. What is that for you? Do you think that is that optimal race for you?
At the beginning of the year, when I wasn't running as great, I had this talk with my coach, and it kind of felt like my heart really wasn't in it anymore for cross country, because I was like, I just want to do track.
Gotcha.
And he was like, you can do track, but he's like, I need you here for cross country too. And like, there was something in me that I was like, I know that I'm going to show up when it matters. So, and he was like, obviously, like, you're not, like, you're a way better track runner than you are cross, but he's like, I think you can be the queen of everything, so I need you to be the queen of cross country too. And so I was like, okay. So cross country definitely is probably my least favorite, but I think when it comes to track, I really like doing the 5K.
That's really interesting to hear that perspective from you yourself, and because you are really good on every track, and you've proven that now with the National Cross Country Championship with that title. And since you weren't thinking of yourself so much as a cross country runner, but more as an outdoor track runner, now I wonder what you think of yourself as a cross country runner.
I guess just as cross country, it's, you know, I'm just a runner. Like, you know, you can give me some hills, give me some mud, and I'm going to try to, you know, see who can get to the line the fastest.
Well, what's really interesting about what you just said there is we've seen you run in bad weather, and we've seen you run really good in bad weather. So you're someone who just takes it as it comes, whatever that event is, whatever those conditions are, whatever track you're on, cross country, indoor, outdoor. You seem to be someone that's just on the track looking to do your best. That seems to be your bottom line.
Yeah. I mean, even like last year in the 5K, I believe it was supposed to be a night race, and it was in Pueblo.
Right.
And they had moved it, I believe, to like 2 or 3 o'clock, and it was the hottest part of the day. And I remember I got told that morning, and I was like, okay, like, I guess I'll just have to adapt this. Because I think another thing too is that everyone's going to have to run in that, you know, there's not going to be a single person that doesn't get to run in the 100 degree weather. So
you're tougher than all of them is what you're saying, or as tough as any of them when you get on the track. We've seen that. Really impressive, really, really been a pleasure to get to know you, to visit with you today, to hear your story, to hear how you looked at that cross country race, one of the most impressive NC2A Division II titles Adams State's ever brought home. Congratulations. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod in our episode with Tristan Spence and Kittis Begishaw. They're the latest national cross-country champions for Adams State. First time we've seen Adams State win the men's and women's NC2A Division II national cross-country races in the same year. Tristan Spence and Kittis Begishaw did that. Very cool. Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods, part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the valley.
Hi, I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On the Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.